From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture and, of course, the Inside Agriculture Radio Network. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, also KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, the area's information stations. Also, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890, both Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. The Donald Trump administration appears to be planning to recommend the United States-Korea Free Trade Agreement after the North America Free Trade Agreement renegotiations. Well, if not sooner. Politico reports that U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer this week formally requested talks with South Korea to consider changes to the five-year-old deal, with a focus on reducing the $28 billion bilateral trade deficit. However, it remains unlikely at this point that any talks surrounding CORUS will take place on the same scale as the upcoming renegotiation of NAFTA. Congress has already warned the White House that it needs to follow formal procedures under the 2015 Trade Promotion Authority law if it wants to make major changes to the pact, including by giving Congress 90 days notice of its intention to renegotiate and consulting with lawmakers on negotiating objectives. The administration is currently going through that process to begin renegotiating NAFTA. According to a USTR fact sheet, Korea is currently the fifth largest U.S. agricultural export market, with beef leading the way, followed by lemons, shelled almonds, cheese, cherries, and wine and beer. While cattle groups, including the U.S. Cattlemen's Association and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, applauded the proposed delay of electronic logging requirements for livestock haulers, language in a U.S. House bill would delay the requirements mandating the use of electronic logging devices in livestock hauling trucks for 1 year. USCA's Transportation Committee Chairman Steve Hiker says the bill allows time for the industry and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to find acceptable solutions to the restrictive hours of service rules for livestock haulers. His comments echoed that of NCBA President-elect Kevin Kester of California, who says the delay allows time to add needed flexibility, as hauling livestock has many challenges. The U.S. House Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development approved its appropriations bill that includes the delay earlier this week. The full committee could mark up the legislation as soon as next week. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, the upper Midwest drought, it's not shrinking, it's growing. We're going to talk about that next.